welcome to Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens, a show for people who embrace the warm and cozy spirit of everyday living in the Midwest. From the blog Random Sweets, I'm your host, Stacy Mergenthal. It's hockey season, and I live in Minnesota, the state of hockey. And even though my kids played hockey in South Dakota, where it's not school sanctioned, there's one thing we have in common across the sport. Once a hockey mom, always a hockey mom. Even after our kids have shot their last puck as a high school player, we may not wear a player's photo button on our puffy winter coats anymore, but we'll always proudly wear the hockey mom title. Now, it's been a few years since my friends and guests, Kathy Lesner and Julie Peterson, and I have screamed from the bleachers together, so I thought it'd be fun to swap a few stories and share the recipes that our players loved at team breakfasts and potluck dinners, like caramel rolls, biscuits and gravy, crockpot spaghetti at the hotel, egg bake, pancakes, and butterscotch muffins. You know, it wouldn't be the Midwest if we didn't include Casey's breakfast pizza on our menu. From hotel hallway knee hockey, parent bonding over beer in the lobby, and driving to games and blizzards, lifelong friendships were formed on and off the ice among players, parents, and even grandparents. So whatever sport or team your kids are or were involved in, I think you'll be able to relate to our amusing and heartwarming recollections of our time as Brookings Ranger hockey moms. Recipes and photos from this episode are on my website, randomsweets.com. We'll just casually talk about being hockey moms and share some recipes and see what you got from Casey's.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Am I supposed to know exactly like what was in that recipe without having it in front of me?
No. No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Good deal.
No.
Okay, good.
So Kathy, I mean, and Julie. No, go ahead. We're starting and this is just very casual. So what were you going to say?
I said, I mean, I could probably kind of tell you what it is, but I couldn't tell you exactly. So we're good.
Right. You've probably made it enough times, but.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, Julie's vehicle is on autopilot to Casey's gas station on those mornings.
Especially when it was a last minute. Hey, can you cover breakfast tomorrow?
Sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Kathy and Julie, welcome to Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens. We already started, but let's go. Let's go to Casey's because that's a Midwest thing to do.
That's right.
Well, I had been thinking about this podcast episode for a while. I'm like, you know, we got to do some hockey mom one with the food when we would do team meals or in our case in Brookings for the Brookings Rangers, I think it was just varsity boys, right? That would do a Wednesday morning after practice, before school breakfast.
Yes.
I don't think the girls did because I had one girl in hockey and I don't remember doing it for them. But so I called you, Kathy, and I'm like, should we do this? And she's like, yeah, we got to have Julie too. No. So here we are. You guys introduce yourselves and tell people who you are and about your family and your hockey players and animals if you have them, Kathy.
Oh, hey, maybe I need to get those goats some Rangers jerseys next.
There you go.
Yeah, you got them all SDSU t-shirts for the championship game.
I sure did. Little football jerseys. So those Rangers take it to state this next year. I'll get them some Rangers hockey jerseys. How about that? The new mascot.
The Brookings Rangers goats.
The goats.
I'll go first. So I'm Kathy Lesner. I'm a Brookings native. My husband and I own Epoxy 605 here in town. We have four kids. Three of the four played hockey from termites all the way until they graduated high school and played varsity. We tried getting our daughter to play hockey, very much so, but that lasted a year and she had enough of that. So went to cheerleading from there and still there, and she's going to graduate this year. So Logan and Hunter played many years together as they're 11 and a half months apart. Honestly, I would say that's probably some of my favorite years, even though they were probably the most stressful years of, you know, juggling two kids, of getting them in the locker room and getting them dressed and tying their skates. And one's going to say their skates are too tight, and the other ones are saying that they're too loose. Those are probably really, really fun memories. And as some of the people know, Austin tagged along and would wear his, he'd probably kill me for saying this, but he'd wear his little chaps and his Wranglers and his boots. And you would hear him walking through the rink with those boots on through the, with his spurs on the concrete floor. That was always fun. And then next thing you know, he's lacing up his skates, and Sean and Austin and Sage and all played together. So that was super fun and a lot of really fun years.
I didn't know that Grace played for a year. How old
she
was
played for a year. I'll send you a picture. It's great. She was a termite.
Oh gosh. Okay.
So she was 5, but she wanted nothing to do with it. I mean, it was too cold for her. And mm-hmm. so definitely a princess of the family, as she still is. So now we've got some grandkids, and our granddaughter loves basketball, and hopefully our little Granger, who is 9 months old, or I guess, no, he's not. He's 8 months old. His dad's already had him out on the ice, just holding him. So, you know, his time's coming. So that'll be exciting.
I think it's inevitable if you have parents that played hockey, most likely. Yes. They're going to at least try to get you out on the ice. I don't know a hockey player that hated it so much that they would want their kid to not be in it.
Right. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you have you live out in the country. So you have how many goats? 5?
Oh, yes. We have 5 goats. They're Nigerian dwarf goats. It was kind of a spur of the moment. Let's get goats. And there's definitely no looking back. I've already got future plans of building them a nicer goat house. And they're definitely a lot of fun. I'm thankful for them. They keep us entertained for sure. But living in the country, I remember many years, we have a pond out there that the kids would come out and play little pond hockey on nicer days. So
that was always
really fun as well.
They'd get the Suburban stuck on the way.
Yeah, right. I got some pictures and some videos of Joe Sullivan stuck in my yard.
Yeah. Don't tell mom.
Don't tell me.
He's videoing.
And we had it timed from leaving my driveway to the rink was exactly 11 minutes if we took back roads.
Yeah, you're like on the opposite ends of town from the rink in Brookings. Yes. So Julie, tell us about your family and your kids.
Yeah, so I'm Julie Peterson. My kids are Joseph, Colleen, and Sean Sullivan. Joseph and Sean both started as termites as well. Joseph started actually in Sioux Falls, was a flyer.
Oh, I don't like you anymore. Just kidding.
I know, but that didn't last very long. And we moved ourselves to Brookings, and Sean started in Brookings and all the way from termites through varsity. And Colleen, she played for 1 year as well. It just wasn't for her either. I think she was just so sick of being at the rink. She didn't want to be there to play for herself because she was there always having to tag along, you know, watch her brothers play. But she was always an excellent sport in that. Loved the sport, but just didn't want to play it. So, and that's okay. We moved on to choir, and she was more of a bookworm. So she was really into her schoolwork and choir. She loved that. So I absolutely loved every part of being part of a Brookings Ranger. One of the fun memories that I have, I don't know if it's funny now. It really wasn't funny at the time. It was early morning practice. And gosh, I thought, it was so dark that morning and I just couldn't figure it out. Well, I was coming. I dropped the boys off at hockey practice early morning, and I happened to be got up late. So I was in my pajamas and my robe, stuck my boots on, threw my pajamas, still had my robe on, stocking hat. And I'm in my big winter bathrobe and I took the boys to hockey. Well, I get pulled over on my way home.
Oh no.
I have a headlight out. And the officer, I wish I could remember his name, bless his heart. He came up and laughed at me and I'm like, oh dear God. I go, I'm so sorry. He goes, do you know why I pulled you over, ma'am? I go, I'm just a hockey mom. I had to take my boys to hockey really early this morning. I'm so sorry. I wasn't speeding. You have a headlight out. And he said, are you still in your bathrobe? I go, yes, I'm a hockey mom. So that was funny now, but really wasn't then. He let me go. And I said, okay. I promise I'll get it fixed today. So, before the next hockey practice. But the memories that were made at the rink are just so fun. I can relate to Kathy's story too of lacing up those skates and one was tighter than the other, or
oh my gosh,
and then got to the point where you can't come in here, I can do it myself. And then they'd come out and had their stuff on backwards and, you know, just, oh my gosh, it's so fun. You just let them go. You just let them skate. And I couldn't trade those memories for anything. So.
Right. So Sajan, I don't remember when which year Sajan started hockey, but it was later than when your boys all did, because he didn't start as a termite. He had wanted to for a year or two, and I think we put him in a little football. That was third or fourth grade, maybe. And he hated football. And Kuchemeister was his coach, and he hated him. We would drive up to practice and Sajan would refuse to get out of the car, and I would make him sit there then until practice was over, but he didn't get out of the car. So he wanted to be in hockey. And so the next year we went to the rink and signed him up for hockey. Of course, those were the days before anything was online, right? Like, how old are we?
Oh my gosh. Right. Those registrations were awful.
They were terrible. And Kalani, being a year older than Sajan, but she came with, and they're only 16 months apart. And she wanted to be in hockey. And I was like, no way, because she couldn't put on a pair of socks, just regular socks or pants or a shirt without a tag or a seam or something driving her crazy. And I'm like, there is no way you're going to put hockey gear on. You're going to throw everything off. I'm not signing you up. So Sajan started hockey that year, and by the next year, Kalani still wanted to play. And I thought, well, I got to at least give her the chance. And then if she doesn't like it, but she played, and then she never said a word about anything and played and through her senior year, or actually I think through her junior year. I don't think she played through her senior year, but so she played hockey too. And so, yeah, all three of us, we had multiple children at one time in hockey. Mm-hmm. And that's and all of us were working full-time jobs. Correct. At the same time. Right. So these 5 a.m. drop-offs at the rink before the boys are, you know, before Kalani could drive. Right. Those were all before our busy days of full-time work too.
Yeah, the year that Colleen played, it was one of those times where all three children were in a different state. So Colleen, and we're traveling. Oh. Colleen was in Minnesota. I think Joe was in North Dakota and Sean was in Rapid. And so you have to find a family member that of course loves hockey as well. And they're willing to take one. And we did the shuffle. But I think the best, some of the really fun memories for me is when they were younger, first started traveling, like sports. Kathy, you can probably attest to this as well. When we would be in the hotels and we had to have the whole floors to ourselves because
a little knee hockey going on.
Knee hockey
in the hallway. And oh my gosh, and it was constant. But yeah, thank goodness for rubber pucks that they have real pucks. Right. Oh right. Man. Yeah.
Pizza boxes everywhere.
Yes. Those were such fun days.
Yeah. And then in my kitchen floor, in the kitchen on the floor on the tile at home, they had the Velveeta cheese box was the goalie that was the net. And it'd sit with pencils and erasers. And
oh my gosh.
Oh, it was, we lived, ate and slept hockey. It was
everything
awesome.
Was hockey.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever remember, did your kids ever forget to take, or not your kids, did we as a parent ever forget to take their skate guards off and then they hit the ice?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh God. Too funny.
I can remember not being prepared enough. And at one of the tournaments in Brookings, Sajan broke a skate blade. And we didn't have any backups. Like, I didn't know that you're supposed to have backup blades. And so before the night was over, Jason had to run down to Sioux Falls to hockey headquarters and get a new skate blade so that because they had a game at like 7 a.m. the next day.
Yeah.
So I remember you know, living in a town where we don't have access to hockey equipment. And if you're not prepared.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Even sharpening of the skates. Remember how that was such a big deal too, of finding somebody.
They didn't happen at the rink.
No. And Ron Dobish, thank goodness, would take the kids' skates when they were little and do that.
The other day, somebody from up in the cities that I follow on Instagram, she posted a picture and it is, you know, darn near a whiteout, and they were off for hockey, right? Yeah. And I said to her, that is so funny because early this morning I said to Jason, Well, good thing we don't have to go for hockey, because today would have been a day that we still would have had to go.
Been for hockey.
Very rarely did anything get canceled or rescheduled. I mean,
so funny that you say that, because this last weekend we had to go to North Dakota for cheer, and my husband was kind of grumping about it, and I can't believe they don't cancel this. And I'm like, they never would cancel it for hockey. Why would you think they would cancel it for cheer? You know, negative 50 degrees, the wind's blowing, and it's the way you go.
And so we did this, like I said, we did this Wednesday morning breakfast for the boys, for the varsity. And how was it, like, I don't know, somebody paired people up, and at the beginning of the season, they would send out an email saying, here's the schedule, and you two parents are the ones responsible for these certain days. And if it doesn't work, you need to make rearrangements, right?
Right.
So we only had to do it once a season for the most part.
And don't you guys feel those were like the most rewarding mornings? Those kids were always so thankful for us being there. And I remember the first year that we did it and packing up and leaving that morning afterwards, I just felt so good just knowing that all these boys were so thankful for the work that we put in and going there early and getting it ready for them. And not one of them skipped a beat thanking us as they went through the line. I always thought that was so neat to just hear these boys who just, you know, skated and are tired, but they were so thankful for everything that we did. It didn't matter what we were serving. They were just so thankful. And I just think that's such a rewarding thing as a parent to hear that from these young boys.
Yeah,
I think they would have loved it if we would have done it every day.
Yes.
It can only take so many days driving across town in a robe.
Exactly.
No, and Kathy, you and I were talking a few weeks ago about how, so with Grace being in cheer, and I have a sister whose daughter was in cheer and stuff, my kids weren't in any other sport. So Kalani did volleyball through the school for just a couple of years, and it's different. Well, here, this is in South Dakota too, where it's not a school sanctioned sport. So our kids are not getting on buses and going anywhere. It's all the families. Yeah. We're making hotel reservations. We're traveling together or whatever. It's just different. And you were saying kind of how it's just different in other sports.
Right. Like hockey, you really truly become a family. You know, everybody watches out for everyone. Even like bad weather, when you're traveling on these roads, you try to all like stay together. And so you always just have each other's backs throughout it all. Or, hey, you want me to take your son this weekend? And it's just not that way in these other sports that aren't school sanctioned. You don't go out for dinners. You don't do team dinners together. Like I said, the family that you really develop and grow is in hockey is such an incredible thing that I think all of us will always forever cherish. But I also feel that we took advantage of it because we didn't know any different, because until you have another child that's in a different sport and you're like, whoa, like we don't all go out to the same restaurant tonight. Like I'm confused. Like, so it's so different. It's so different. Or you don't all stay in the same hotels together and try to get the entire floor of just our team. So to me, it's just, it was an eye opener. I wish I could go back and maybe, and we say that in a lot of things in life, but I wish we could go back and really cherish those moments and maybe not find some of the things as burdens, but more of just opportunities to cherish.
Right.
So,
Yeah. We spent plenty of times as parents in the hotel lobbies and things just because the games were over and we came, you know, we went for a dinner together, whatever.
Yeah.
People didn't just split after that. They all hung out.
No, we all still hung out till sometimes a little too late.
Too late, maybe.
Exactly.
A lot of empty bottles at the end of the night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Showing up on the breakfast bar in the morning.
Yep. You know, I don't know how appropriate this is, but I remember we were staying in Mitchell. I can't remember what age these kids were, but it was like Dylan and Alec and all those boys and us parents stayed out, and we put the boys to bed and we stayed out in the lobby. And the next thing you know, like we go back and our kids are nowhere to be found, to come to find out that the hotel staff is feeding our kids in the kitchen because we were not taking care of them. So, not always appropriate, but the boys still talk about that. That was pretty fun for them. So yeah.
But those were the days too, where you, you could go sit down in the lobby and let your kids just run through the hotel. I know that sounds terrible, but that's what they did. But they weren't obstructive or anything. Mm-hmm. They were playing me hockey in the halls, or they were in somebody else's room playing PlayStation or
Right. Times have changed so much too as far as safety. I mean, back then it was
exactly
you never had words.
No.
You know, and nowadays you do, and that's unfortunate. But
those boys, I think that's how they built to their friendship and camaraderie off the ice. All those times that we spent, and then they had their sleepovers at other people's houses when there wasn't hockey. I mean,
Yeah.
So even if they didn't have a hotel room because they weren't staying, they didn't have a tournament. And I mean, when they got into high school, that was a little sketchy. I mean, now I'm hearing the like, stories now that they're 22, 23 years old, I'm hearing the stories and like, oh yeah, see, okay. I figured that was happening. Just couldn't figure out how to catch you.
You know, and like you said, the relationship that these kids made from the time they were younger all the way through and even still to this day. But, you know, one thing that I would say was such an amazing memory for us and such an amazing moment for Austin. Austin was shipping off to the Marines and we're waiting at the airport for, you know, what happens is you go, you check in. They give you literally an envelope and you get nothing else. And then you go to the airport and you wait. So we're sitting there waiting for his time to go. And the next, you know, it was like four or five of his teammates showed up at the airport to tell him goodbye.
Mm.
And that was absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just goes to show that it's true brotherhood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was, that was really touching for me.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you guys give to newer hockey parents who it can be hard and it's expensive. There's equipment, there's traveling, there's just so many things involved in the sport, like many others. This isn't just hockey, but for some parents who aren't exactly thrilled when their kids start hockey because of what they think is so much stuff.
Yeah.
How we're all three talking here, we viewed it very positively. Do you have advice for some of those younger parents who are like, gosh darn it, my kid wants to be in hockey?
Oh, embrace it.
I would totally say is, I mean, yes, it's expensive, but you cannot put a dollar on the memories and the time that you get to spend with your child. And, you know, even through high school, I used to always say, you know what? I know where my kids are every single weekend. They're in the vehicle with me or they're in the hotel room with me and they are still having a really good time. Yeah. And you can't take back those times in the vehicle with them and, you know, the talking, the sharing. So, yeah, you know, at times it can get frustrating and it seems like a burden financially. And, you know, I tell my sister-in-law all the time when she says, well, we got to go this way and they got to go this way. And I said, soak it in because.
Yeah, you know, embrace it.
Be gone. So, I mean, that would be my biggest thing is really just don't find it as a burden or, you know, a time to complain about it. Honestly, just soak it all in because it is. Honestly, the best date.
Exactly like you said, the brotherhood that these kids, or sisterhood even for the girls, you know, but I mean, we had boys that played, so I say brotherhood, right? So the brotherhood, the bond that these boys have to this day, look at all of us, the friendships that we built. I mean, we can go months not seeing each other, but pick up right where we left off. You know, we can send each other a text message and say, hey, what's up? And remember this, or have a one-liner from a certain event. And hey, go white, you know,
move your feet,
move your feet, put your stick on the ice. I mean,
be ready, Reese, be ready, Reese.
It's just the bond that our kids built. We built as well.
It's the friendship.
Oh yeah. Family.
And be prepared to fall in love with hockey. So I know one person specifically that she didn't even really, as a mom, didn't even really like hockey. So she wasn't very excited. And now one of the biggest participants in the Brookings Rangers Association, you know, so be prepared to fall in love with the game, the sport,
Watch
the child on the ice. There's just nothing better, I think.
Right.
Well, let's talk a couple minutes about, again, this isn't hockey specific. It's not like you can't serve Casey's pizza to somebody other than a hockey player. But because we're hockey moms and we did love it, and this is what we did with the breakfast and then some of the team dinners, let's just share a few of the recipes. I mean, I'll put the actual full recipe on the blog just to share a few, because I have a friend who, Sarah Peterson, her daughter is in swim in Minnesota. And so they go to these swim meets, and they have, I have seen some epic video of their potlucks afterward. So we know that other teams are doing this kind of thing as well. Right. And it's just fun to know, well, what do you bring to a potluck or to a team dinner? I have one quick memory that I was thinking the other day is, we had a team dinner at Bouchard's.
Yep.
Luke's parents. And I remember Sajan was just like, oh, I loved the Alfredo sauce. And Michelle is the one who they were hosting it. And she made the Alfredo sauce. And he said, can you get that recipe from her mom? So I asked Michelle, can I get your recipe for the Alfredo sauce? And she showed me the jar.
Love it.
And I'm pretty sure it was Prego Homestyle. And we've bought that ever since, because even though I have a recipe from my sister Heidi that's amazing for an Alfredo sauce, Sajan loved the jarred. And so that's what we would always get. So we would have team dinners sometimes at the people's team houses, like the night before tournament or something like that. I can remember having them at the rink. Then we'd also do this breakfast.
So I would always make through all the kids when we do the team breakfast, because it was their favorite, but I would do these. It's made out of frozen bread dough, but they're karma rolls. And crazy enough, it's actually out of a recipe book that my mom got me from when Hunter was in the NICU when he was born. And it was something back then. It was Sioux Valley Hospital, which is now known as Sanford. But through all of this, I still have this cookbook. And let me tell you, this cookbook also went through our house fire and survived. So this is a very special cookbook. And I even, the recipe that I sent you even has good with a star on it. So it was, you just thaw out the bread dough. And the one thing I'll say is, don't ever, if you do make these, make sure you don't get the instant vanilla pudding, because I promise you, it's going to turn out like Play-Doh. I learned that by mistake. So, but I would always have to triple, sometimes quadruple that recipe. And I would bring them in the big Texas sheet pans, and the kids just absolutely just gobbled those up. So that was always a really special, because my boys always felt pretty special. You know, mom's going to be there and she's making her homemade karma rolls. But that's a really good recipe. And it, everybody loves it. So that was like,
Do you prepare that the night before, like the pan, and then bake it in the morning?
Yes. Yep. And that's then you bake it in the morning. Yep. Yep. So that's always nice to do too. And that's something, I mean, you can make it as, you know, a smaller, you know, just cut the recipe down and, you know, do it. We love doing it on Christmas morning and Thanksgiving morning when we have family staying at the house. It's always a fun one too. The other one, I kind of forgot about it until you brought up the whole jarred Alfredo sauce, is, I would do biscuits and gravy, and I would do the Graham's flaky biscuits in the Heinz country gravy in the jar. And then I would do the Jimmy Dean's hot sausage.
Yeah.
That was always a good one too. And I forgot about that till you brought up the jarred Alfredo sauce. So
they sell jarred gravy, like biscuit gravy?
Only at Hy-Vee.
Yes.
Only at Hy-Vee. Not at Walmart. And it's Heinz, so it's the H-E-I-N-Z. It's really good. Like the kids,
it is very good for a jar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only jarred one I've ever found that's actually somewhat decent. So,
but then you add your own spicy sausage to it to kind of doctor it up a little.
And spicy sausage. And I'm not a name brand snob, but definitely the Jimmy Dean's hot sausage. I'm just saying.
Hey, there's some things that it just does make a big difference. You know, some things it doesn't, some things it does. So you might as well point it out.
Yes. Don't skimp on that. Just get it.
Would you make that for the hockey guys?
Yeah, I did make that in Austin's level. So yeah, so for our boys. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did as well. The majority of the time was the biscuits and gravy, the Grands biscuits, and pop the tube and make the biscuits at the rink that morning and prepare the
jar. You would
make
them at the rink in the morning?
Well, yeah, and just pop the tube of Pillsbury biscuits. And
well, that's brilliant. There's an oven there.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Did that, and then always would have a couple bundles of bananas, that type of thing, a fruit, and then...
Hey, don't forget all that chocolate milk either.
I was just going to say, the boys always said, they would say, Kathy's coming with her rolls. Well, when I did it, it's like, my mom's bringing chocolate milk, that kind of thing. And that was always a thing, the chocolate milk, 2% chocolate milk. And you cannot, I got to throw a little tidbit out here that Casey's got a lot of my business as well. For breakfast pizzas, I'd call the night ahead and order them. I'll be picking them up at X amount of time, but the kids loved it. And a lot of times with, like you said, I worked 50 hours a week and was shuffling hockey and wanted to make sure those kids ate. And I'd pick up the breakfast pizzas before I hopped on the road and commute to Sioux Falls to work. So that's just kind of what I did. I made it work and loved every minute of it. One of the things that when we traveled and had weekend tournaments, I remember being out in Pier. And in Pier, there's like hardly anywhere to eat, right? My kids would always say, Mom, everybody loved it when you brought spaghetti to the hotel room.
That. Yes.
So I would make up a ton of spaghetti noodles, right, ahead of time, put them in, obviously make them, drain them, put them in Tupperware and haul them in the coolers, right, in huge crock pots, put the noodles in, couple jars of Prego, some frozen meatballs, and I'll tell you what, we got back from the rink and they loved it. And can we so-and-so have this, and can my friends come and eat? Yep. I always made sure I had plenty for everybody because, oh man, yeah, they loved it. Just crock pot spaghetti.
Yeah, because, even if there are places to eat, it's not always that great of food either.
No, and you just get sick of the fast food. You want something decent. You're getting it from a jar, but still, it's better than a McDonald's floppy cheeseburger.
Did you guys have any other, snacks or anything, to send off to, I'd give Sage and Snickers bars?
Snickers, Gatorade.
Snickers, Gatorade, Reese's. One thing I did for state tournaments or tournaments when we were, gone, state tournaments especially. So remember making the little goodie bags, Kathy, the brown lunch sacks? Yes. And we put the small Gatorades in there, a Snickers, whatever. And then puppy chow was a big thing. Made a bunch of puppy chow. Remember that and putting it in baggies for each of the kids. And just a fun little send off and good luck and all the good luck messages. We put them in there between period breaks and decorating their lockers for state tournaments. And
hey, don't forget about dressing up for state tournaments too, as parents.
Dressing up and fighting the girlfriends for those stinky jerseys to wear the opposite color. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dressed as Rowdy Ranger one year. Yeah.
Yep.
And you two, Kathy, your mom for sure. Julie, did your mom too? I think you guys all went all out dressing up.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The beads and whatever sparkly things you could come having out of your heads, your hats, whatever it was. Yep. You were crazy. Yep. Awesome.
Oh, my mom, she still is all about the Rangers. And, And my mom and Kathy's mom are still best of buds. So it's not only just our kids, the friendships, it's us and our parents. And
so did your moms know each other? Were your mom's friends before hockey and stuff? Or is that how they connected?
No.
Okay.
That's how they met.
Yeah.
And they were at almost every dang game.
Every game.
Your parents. Yeah.
My mom did not miss a game.
Yeah.
My mom was always at the camera.
Yeah.
That's right. Your mom did, Kathy. She always took the pictures. Yep. You get really good ones from her. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Speaking of towns, I mean, we won't talk about it today, but we could do a whole another episode about the towns we would go to and our favorite places to eat or hang out, right? Like we kind of would get to, okay, we're going to Pier.
This is the place we go. Huron had that cool little place downtown. Just if you want to consider, Huron's got a downtown, but
yeah,
they had that little
that sandwich shop.
Yeah, the sandwich shop.
Yeah, I can't think of what that place is called, but that little place has been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys have more recipes or not?
You know, when the boys would come over to the house, I would always make what we call grandpa's pancakes. And they were they were Sean, so my husband's grandfather. It was his recipe. And they're almost like a crepe, honestly. They're very thin. So they're almost like a crepe. And my kids always ate it with sugar, not syrup. Weirdest thing ever, but they would always sprinkle sugar on them instead. And you had to cook them in bacon grease. So I'll have you share that recipe as well, because the kids all loved those.
And so do they eat them flat, or do they roll them up like a lefse with sugar? Kind of
flat. They would eat them flat.
Jason will eat his pancakes with just sugar on them. Really? I've never seen that in my life. Thought it was the weirdest thing.
Is he a Minnesota guy?
Yeah.
That's where Sean's family is from, Minnesota. So maybe it's a Minnesota thing. I don't know.
You know, Grant does the same thing, but he's a farmer from Del Rapids area. So he, you know, sugar.
Well, and just I guess if Jason learned it from his mom or from his grandparents, they were from Milbank, South Dakota. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, the recipe that you sent to me is on a piece of paper from the Brookings radio station, and it's hardly legible anymore. It's so worn out and so many splatters. You can tell it's very old.
I love it. Super fun. And those are the recipes that are just, you know, the ones that are handwritten, you know, those are the ones that are just like super close. They're just special and they're well loved.
So when I would make the breakfast, Sage and would always want the butterscotch muffins. And that too uses like your caramel rolls has vanilla pudding. These use a butterscotch pudding in there to give it some good butterscotch flavor. And so I'd always make a lot of those because I'd let the boys grab a handful of them if they wanted and take them with. Right. And so, they'd be gone. And then an egg bake that was easy to assemble the night before.
Yes.
But it was easy. It was something that was easy to assemble the night before. So the only thing I had to do in the morning, and it would take a couple hours to bake. So I would like set my alarm for 3-4 o'clock in the morning, put the egg bakes, because I'd do 2 9x13 pans or bigger than that. Throw them in the oven. I would go back to bed because they had to bake for so long before you'd bring them to the rink, because those boys were there ready to eat at 7 a.m. because their practice was done. Yeah. Yep.
The other thing you should put in there is I remember when we had a team meal at the rink, and I think it was yours anyways. Did you make a peanut butter pie?
Yes. And you guys were like, I'm just going to take this whole pie home, I think.
It was legit. So good. So good.
I don't know why, but I made like just one pie. I suppose it's a potluck. You just bring small amounts. People eat a little bit here. Yeah. It's not like you have to bring huge quantities, but I love that peanut butter pie, and it's not something I make very, very often because, I mean, I would eat the whole thing. It is so good. So I like to make it when I'm taking it somewhere so that I can have a slice and then.
And then that's it.
Whenever the boys would, you know, do sleepovers at our house, it was always, hey, mom, will you make monkey bread? They loved the monkey bread I made every morning. Yeah.
So. Yep. Yum.
And that's still a holiday tradition. That's just the standard old monkey bread recipe, right? So that was a big one.
Yeah. My monkey bread recipe, I use butterscotch pudding mix in that one too.
Really?
Yes. I love butterscotch. So I always have a basket in my pantry that is full of butterscotch pudding. And it's a mix of both, because some recipes I have is the instant, but in the monkey bread you use... Is it one? I think one box.
Oh, okay.
So basically what you're doing is when you're doing your little dough balls, instead of it just going through cinnamon sugar or whatever, there's a whole box of the butterscotch pudding too. So it gives it great butterscotch flavor on every single bite.
Yum.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That sounds delicious.
I remember one time I have a picture of a bunch of the boys. I don't remember who was all here. I remember Jordan Sabatini was here. Dylan was here. I think Joel was here, but I made pancakes that had sprinkles in them. So you use like a cake mix as part of how you make these pancakes. Oh, and there's sprinkles in them. I don't make them as an adult.
Yeah.
What's the last thing I need to eat in the morning for breakfast? Cake batter pancakes with sprinkles. I'll tuck that in my grandma pocket someday when I have
a grandkids. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
This was so fun. We could talk for hours, but people would be like, all right, that's enough.
We really could talk forever. It'll be one of those things you hang up and you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about this. And
I know.
Yeah.
And Julie, you're so right. Like, I don't see you guys. Julie, I haven't talked to you in forever. Don't see you guys. I live away, and Julie, you're down. Are you by Madison now?
Yeah, by Lake Madison. Yeah.
By Lake Madison. And but we just pick up where we left off. We're just like family. So
we do. Yeah. Well, I ran into you in the salon a few weeks ago and I'm like,
right. You know, we're all going to grow old together. And you know what? In a few years, we're all going to be at the Brookings Rangers games as grandparents.
As grandparents.
How fun will that be?
Yes.
I love it.
We can do a Grandma Thursday breakfast. Let the parents do the Wednesdays. We can do
there
we go.
Yes, I love that.
That'll be fun.
Well, thanks, Julie and Kathy. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you sharing the recipes. So I'll put those on the blog and people can go check them out and make them for their swim team or dance team, cheer.
Yeah. So fun. This was so much fun.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Yep. Our kids' hockey years were fun and chaotic and sometimes even intense. And yes, of course, like any sport, there was drama. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows, but Julie and Kathy and I, we really like to keep our memories in the positive bucket. So anyway, that's it for today. Recipes from the show are on randomsweets.com. Except for my peanut butter pie recipe. I promised to get that one on the website soon. I didn't realize I haven't put that there yet. So, and of course, there was no luck getting Casey's breakfast pizza recipe. And also the Heinz country gravy that Kathy mentioned. It's available at a lot of stores, but in Brookings, South Dakota, we only have a Hy-Vee and a Walmart for our grocery shopping. So that's why Kathy pointed out that we can only get it at Hy-Vee. I hope you subscribe to Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens so that as you travel to hockey games and state tournaments this winter, this show is queued up in your listening library. I'm your host, Stacey Mergenthal. Sweet wishes!